When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Chick McGee approved.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold with Jess Hooker, Jessica Alsman, Jason Hofsetz. And everybody, I am happy to announce that we have finally sold out. We have our first official sponsor. Round of applause for selling out, you guys.
Yes!
We did. I've always dreamt of selling out. I have no integrity and I love money. So without further ado, we're happy to introduce our first official sponsor. It is Fergler Hardware. Could you believe it?
Fantastic!
The fine folks at Ferglers, Triple F, they're going to be sponsoring us. At least this episode. If this one goes well, maybe it'll be Fergler forever.
I'm glad it's a family business at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to support family businesses.
Yeah.
Do you think someone out there goes, man, yeah, he's got Fergler money. He's sponsoring a podcast.
I just can't wait for the person like listening to the intro of this be like, damn it, I knew I hated Willie. He is a sellout.
And then now we're having right fun. There.
Yeah. They're just like, I'm not listening to this. I need a podcast with integrity. No, yeah, we're doing all Fergler bits. So Fergler, of course, one of our favorites, called in forever. I don't know the official start date. I want to say around like 03, 04. Does anybody know?
Sounds right.
I feel like, yeah, that could have been. I think it was in the back.
Yeah.
I think it was early on in the back. Yep. So, yeah, it's been a while. Now, he's not as frequent. I mean, he probably has so many stores now, he doesn't even have time to call in as much as he used to. He still does.
Usually but, around the holidays.
Busy. Holidays.
Halloween. He's got pumpkins.
He's got way too big Christmas trees or too many Christmas trees. I forget.
And Christmas trees maybe go into Easter or the fall.
A lot of times they go into Easter because there's so many of them. Yeah, right. I think a lot of times somebody, whoever the buyer is, maybe adds an extra zero or two.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So there's
too
many Christmas trees.
I'm glad he's jumping on this, though, especially with the pandemic. I hope his business wasn't, you know, light.
Well, I mean,
they're
I don't
not strong.
Clearly, they've supported a lot of people because they have to make these employee training videos. Yeah. I mean, you'd think a small family hardware store could just train everybody direct, you know, face to face, but they've got to make these training. So it's a massive organization, the Fergler Hardware business.
Oh.
At least I think it is. I don't know.
Do you guys, when you think of Ferglers, is there a hardware store like locally that you think of?
Yeah, yes. I think we're thinking of the same one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
The one off Keystone?
Yes, the one that I told you the story about when I walked in there and there was just a man at the front desk and I was pretending that I knew what I was looking for and this man just goes to the desk and what am I talking about?
Right, the cashier.
Yeah, he goes to the cashier and he goes, now listen to me. I'm an old farmer and I'm not going to listen to, I'm not going to take any of your business. And what did he say? I'm an old farmer and I'm not here to mess around.
Right.
And I was like, this guy is the coolest guy. I can't tell anybody anything.
Right.
But I think we should just get into this. This is a first Fergler caller, an early call from Ernie Fergler.
We'll take a phone call.
Oh, good.
All right. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, hi, fellas. Hey, good morning. Ernie Fergler calling.
Ernie, how are you?
Good. Fergler's Hardware Store.
Yeah.
How is everybody?
Good, great. Ernie.
Oh, hold on.
Are you guys open already?
Turn the store music down a little bit. Oh, yeah, we're open already this morning. We opened at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
I did not know that.
All the employees have to be here by 5:30 or they're fired. And
wow.
I mean, not a damn day do they miss. One of their asses
wow.
out.
That's
okay.
A good rule, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Yes, Emily, what? You went off tomorrow?
Uh-oh.
Let's see, what's tomorrow? Hold on.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Let's see, tomorrow's a work day.
Uh-oh.
I'll get back there.
Stop kidding around.
What's wrong with you? Either way, folks, while we're here, let me just say something. The model toilets in plumbing are just that.
Just?
You know, at least you can make the deposits in the toilets in the bathroom back there. Listen, by the way, I'd like to take a quick gander at Fergler's Community Bulletin Board.
Oh, good.
Hey, Ernie, could you get the choir to quiet down a little bit?
Okay, hold on. Edna, turn down the PA, please. Thank you, dear.
Uh-huh. Edna. Oh.
By the way, let's see, the kid in the back in lumber said we should call the community board to What Up Ernie.
That's a nice idea.
I
sure.
like that. Yes. I like the hip kid lingo like That's anybody nice. Else. I'm mm-hmm. down with that.
All right.
Oh, here's a posting. It's directed to me, probably another thank you. We get them all the time. People drop by and post them. Dear Mr. Fergler, Homo reads this.
Wait a minute.
Homo reads That's it. Very funny. Oh, hold on. Well, I've got to make an announcement. Can you hold just a
sure,
second?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll get on the PA here.
Attention, shoppers. Attention, Fergler shoppers. This is Ernie Fergler, store manager, with the mother of the little boy in aisle five. Please come get him and tell him to stop wiping boogers on the wallpaper sample. Now, I have a new little service we have here at Fergler Hardware Stores, and doggone it, if we're not darn proud of everyone's business, and we do appreciate all of your business, but there are some people out there that I'd like to personally recognize this morning. If you're here, would you please come to the front of the store? Gene Throckmorton, Ray Bentner, Image, there's Ray. Hi, Ray. Good morning. Gene, there you are. Imogene Copeland. These are regulars, folks. Glad to see you all here. Tommy Glandiver and Jean Ann Saucerman. I'd like everyone to recognize these people and get a good look at them. I have their bounce check. I'll be happy to put through again as soon as each of you cough up the $30 bounce check. And that'll be in cash, please. Well, that's our losers of the week. Thanks again for shopping at Fergler Hardware, where we say you make out like a burger when you shop at Fergler.
That's right.
So there you go.
Thanks, Ernie.
Okay, have good. A good week,
you
fellas.
You too.
Everyone, bye now.
Bye, Ernie.
God, the only thing worse than paying with a check at checkout is paying with a check that's going to bounce. Poor Ernie dealing with all that.
I mean, back then, you can get away with bouncing a check. They didn't run it right then, so you had some time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. It seems like you have experience.
I don't even have a checkbook.
Never?
I did, but I don't have to write checks now.
Okay. No, yeah, I think our kids will never write checks.
No, never write checks. I pulled out a check for school yearbooks the other day. And
okay.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Take this to the office.
I feel like I write maybe one or two checks a year.
Yes, I would agree.
Just some sort of situation happens where I have to do it.
Obviously the first two this year for each kid's book, but I think it was a year plus from when I and I also write down when I write a check.
Sure, absolutely.
But no, yes, there was a time
I don't write down anything ever. I don't use pens anymore.
No, there was a time where I would write a check and know, okay, mailing time. Yeah, the money will be there by the time they get this check. So there was that, like my first apartment on my own. But there was a time where I would write checks to my roommate my junior year of college. And I would write horrible sexual acts in the memo, like this is what this is check is for, but it was actually just for rent or my portion of the electric bill.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I would just write.
Like stuff like you wrote, Backdoor Buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Like Backdoor Action was my favorite one. Yeah. That's the back one. That was a big one.
When I Venmo my friend for drinks, and then I write for illicit drugs and prostitution in the memo.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a very funny move.
Yeah.
But I'm a little afraid that I'll get investigated by Venmo. I'll be like, no, they were just jokes. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but then what I didn't know until halfway into the semester was that she took all those checks to her parents and her parents deposited them in her account for her, which explains why they still hate me to this day.
Okay. Who's that girl that wrote rude checks to you?
Yeah. Would Ernie Fergler accept a check that had a memo that wasn't true? Ooh. Like you should have wrote Hammer or Fergler's Hardware Store.
Right, right. I feel like it's such a, what a dick move though on his part to call these people around and then go, look at all these fine, and look, they all happen to be, they're such loyal customers. and they all bounce chicks.
Exactly.
The bodega. I appreciate it. Public shaming. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, he had this, Ernie, this he had a little more bite back then.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This was, like I said, this was very early.
Was it his first?
I don't know if it was first, but it was early on.
Yeah, he had bite. And then I think as we see the progression of Ernie through this, we'll see that that Jason and Matt kind of wear him down.
Oh, sure.
I think is what happens as time goes on.
I think it's Matt and Jason. Yeah, but yes.
The fellas in the back got to the big man.
Oh, yes.
And I think he even mentioned some. There's a couple other players I know that were in the building.
Oh, okay.
One was lawn care, I think, was one of the guys.
Okay.
And then maybe electrical was somebody else or something.
Yeah, okay, I'll listen closely.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, let's find out the rest of this Fergler's cast, if you will. let's see. Apparently customer feedback lines used to be all the rage. We're going to look into that here.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler calling.
Hi, Ernie.
Fergler's Hardware.
You're up bright and early.
Let me move on to something I'm very excited about. As you know, good service at Fergler's is something we take very dear to heart.
Yes, indeed.
Always have, always will. So now I'm about to play back for you, for everyone to listen to, the new free Fergler feedback phone answering machine that we keep on at night. People can call in and give us their ideas, suggestions, comments, whatever. Last night was the first night we had it available. I haven't even heard it yet. Let's listen.
Okay.
Hi, Ernie. It's Patty Withers. Just wanted to call and say thank you so much for the free popcorn. My kids love it. Fergler's has always been our favorite place to shop. So thank you, Ernie. See you soon.
Fergler eats it. I'm on the stock biker, man. I left you guys a few weeks ago, man, and I just want to let you know I got your letter in the mail, man. I swear to God I did. Something about Donnie Baker didn't possess the proper people skills to work at your store. Well, that's nice, man. I appreciate that, man. What'd you say to my face, man? What'd you say to my face when I was right in your face 3 weeks ago, man? What's your problem, man? You want to make a federal case out of it, man? I'm a minority, man. You just turned me down. I swear to God I am, man. Hey, find out what happens when I take that to the news, man. I want to call the news for help. I swear to God I will. I don't want to work at your stupid place anyway. I'm wearing a smock. Hell with smocks, man. If you make me wear a smock, give me two of them. I'll tie them together and hang myself before I work at Spangler's, man. I'm at Donnie Baker. You got my numbers and do have like something part-time. I don't need something full-time. Maybe something part-time. Maybe.
Some early Donnie, some early Ernie. Donnie must have had a cold that week. Something's going on there. Sounds a little different than usual.
Yeah, that is the early Donnie voice for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A little more sinusy.
And a little more aggressive and really inappropriate. He claimed to be a minority, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
I guess dudes with mullets might fall into that category.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
But yeah, I wouldn't put that on any forms or anything. I don't think that's a good...
Nah.
I don't think that's a real reason.
So are feedback lines a thing anymore, or is it just go on Twitter?
Yeah, I think that's all you do now. And then I was at a restaurant actually today where they encourage you to come to them and not go to social media first. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's just like, hey, if you have feedback, come to us.
I appreciate that.
And don't go to social media. Like, give us the opportunity to fix it before you blow us up.
There's nothing worse than somebody messing up and you don't even tell your waiter or something and you just go and complain. It's like, dude, again, we don't know unless you tell us.
Right.
I know people that all they do is complain about businesses on social media to get free stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, well, but what if you're a coward and you want to do it behind the anonymity of the internet? You guys.
Speaking as a coward, I just wouldn't say anything and I would just be miserable and keep it to myself.
Right.
Maybe complain to a few friends like, man, they were mean to me.
Dude, I had a buddy post like a picture of some fast food being like, what's going on? And he tagged the company and I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yes.
Are you kidding? You think you're going to get justice through your Instagram story because your burrito wasn't wrapped tight enough? Get over yourself. What? It made me, sorry, this is actual frustration.
No,
coming out.
No, I hear
it's
you.
True. It's like the Nick Griffin bit about, like, you're going to complain. You just got an entire meal for $2. And you're going to complain about the person who's making minimum wage just prepared your meal.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it Todd Glass has the whole thing about flying on a plane? Let's just, you know, be right. chill. He's like, we're all in this together.
Right. Yes. Right, right,
you know, you're going from New York to LA for $250 for in 4 hours,
yeah.
5 hours, whatever it is.
On a flying metal tube.
On a flying metal tube going 600 miles an hour. Calm down. We're all in this together.
Right, yeah. Right, 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 yeah. right.
It's because we're just all so spoiled, man. Things are,
oh, yeah.
Things are pretty good
even
for
after
us.
The year we've had.
Yeah.
We are such a bunch of entitled brats.
Oh, sure.
Oh, certainly. My gosh. Mostly the guy that sits over there. I know you guys can't see, but I'm pointing at Chick's chair.
Well, then, yeah, we'll have this conversation, though. And then after the show, I'm going to go to the drive-thru, get a cup of coffee before my long drive. Right. And it'll take 3 minutes, and I'll go, what the hell is wrong with this business?
Yes.
3 minutes for a cup of coffee.
Right. And I didn't even have to get out of my car.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally. I had the thing the other day where I was in the drive-through line, and I'm going, what are these idiots doing waiting in line? It'd be easier if they got their food inside, and I'm right. doing the exact same thing
exactly.
they're doing, judging them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Burglar's still offering free popcorn, though. That's such a nice service.
Yeah, I don't know if today's, he still is.
So I'm pretty sure he is. It's just prepackaged.
Oh.
You don't get to go in and dip your own. They've got them tied up tight, and
then
you
could
just grab
That's
and
good.
Go.
Edna yeah. must do it. I could see him being like, I'm not, they can just deal with it. Wash your
That's
hands.
True. That's true.
Is there anything better than a hardware store? And there's one that we have regionally here.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it because we're talking about Ernie here, but
right.
it rhymes with Enards. And they have everything.
I don't even think you tried just
I didn't. I didn't.
You just left off the letter.
It's like the Birbiglia bit. Glamazon.com. Yeah,
I said,
save.
Chick's done this for
I
years.
That,
kind
is,
of
that
thing.
Is his
no,
name.
No, I flew Elta.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But no, I've always thought, and Alsman, you're kind of a zombie apocalypse believer,
yeah.
right? The first yeah. place you would go to is that hardware
oh,
store.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They have everything.
Literally.
I mean, literally everything, including food.
I go there
months.
For food shopping. Let's
Do you actually food shop there?
Yeah, why not? It's convenient. You need to go pick up some laundry detergent. You need to get a flour. You need to fix your toilet. You need some Swiss cake rolls.
Yes.
It's all right there.
I was really anticipating each item she was naming.
I know.
Yep.
Corn. That's for the squirrels.
I was worried about, we're going to be here a while.
Yes.
That's what I was worried
There's
about.
A lot there.
So much
Where do you think
there.
I got my Funfetti pancake mix? So exciting. Thank
well, let's
you.
Stop talking about Enards because, again, we sold out. We have an official sponsor. It's Fergler Hardware. And we sorry to do this to you, but this is a regular commercial, just a regular Fergler's commercial. Don't get too bored.
Attention, Fergler shoppers. You need hardware. You need Fergler. That's right. Fergler's Hardware Store. Fergler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right. Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, everything, including the kitchen sink. Burglar's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Burglar's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Burglar's Hardware Store. If Burglar's doesn't have it, you don't Fergan need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's Ernie Fergler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there.
That was great.
That makes me so happy every time.
That's an Allsman top five right there.
It's hilarious. It's so. And then when Ernie speaks up for half a second, right back to the big voice.
He's Ernie Fergler.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a quick question. Did you guys hear this at the very end of that? Was Tim Kavanaugh maybe in studio?
Yeah, yes,
and did
Tim
he
Kavanaugh's
laugh?
Laughing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I thought I heard a
absolutely.
Kavanaugh laugh.
Yes, that was absolutely
that's
Tim
funny.
Kavanaugh. I love that piece more than.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you're feeling down, just listen to it.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And just the beginning of it, Christy's giggling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't ever recall her giggling through a bit
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
I mean, she is just giggling.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Well, and you listen to it and you go, oh, this is overkill. The sirens and the heavy metal and the deep voice. And then you turn on the radio and it's not, that's there everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Every station has that. And it's sometimes it's for an insurance commercial and you're like, why is this rocking so hard?
You know? I would say I would compare it to a band coming to town back then.
Yes.
Right, now it's kind of a lot of things.
Now it's like Monster Truck. That's the first thing I thought of. It's mostly Monster Truck. But I don't know why, but through that commercial I was thinking, could you imagine Ernie sitting down with marketing or coming in to like a radio station like ours and talking to salespeople and maybe like the salesman like dances while he walks like that guy is he's the seller and I think it's fun like Ernie just like you know something like homey and like make people feel warm and let them know it's a family owned business.
Yep. And then this comes out.
And this is what a salesperson hears. Yeah. Hear you. Uh-huh. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We mentioned the popcorn and the coffee.
I hope
you like distortion pedals, double bass, and rock and roll.
Who thought of burglar and furgler, that line? It's like, you'll make out like a burglar.
He may have said it actually on the phone prior to this bit. So it kind of became his little catchphrase, I want to say.
Yeah. The tags this show has come up with still blows my mind.
Oh my gosh.
And the best thing about Tim Denniston doing that is that if you saw him, he looks like the softest, nicest, sweetest.
He is a sweet guy.
Just a chill dude. And even while, like, I have never seen somebody, like, actually look laid back while they're up and walking. But Tim does. He's just like, I don't know what kind of walk that is, but it is like, you are so effing cool.
You might confuse him with the Dunk, I can't even say it. Dunking Dutchman.
Oh,
he's very tall.
Yeah,
but he giggles.
Rick Smits, yeah.
Yeah. He is
giggle. Got that deep voice, then. I don't think it's accurate. I'm sorry, Tim.
How do you do that voice?
Yeah.
I practice in my car when I hear the guy, I try to do it, but I'm not great.
You are really good. You could do that.
I get a little raspy, but I feel like my voice is more unconventional than my dad is the very Cleveland, Ohio, mid-century America, kind of very clean. And then there's the Tim rock and roll voice.
Yeah.
There's the sexy lady voice.
You nailed that.
Yeah. That's the one I practice the most. Alone.
Sexy lady.
Oh, wait, what the hell is this? Do we have a call in right now? Who could this be? Hello, welcome to the Bits and Pieces podcast.
Are we already on this damn phone? Oh, hi. Well, hello, hey, this is Ernie Fergler calling.
Ernie! Oh, my gosh. You know,
yes, from Fergler's Hardware.
Thank you for sponsoring our podcast, Ernie.
Well, I was told that maybe I should give you a call. I just wanted you to know, can I put a little commercial in here?
Oh, yeah, sure. We just played your old one from 15 years old.
We're having our big spring sale this week. That used to mean a markdown on gardening tools and mulch and whatnot. But, you know, the weather has turned so unpredictable these past few years. Oh, my God. It's gotten much more challenging. The months of March and April just ping-pong back and forth, one extreme to the other. So come on in this week for great prices on snow blowers. Or maybe it's wading pools. What is it? Possibly tornado shelter supplies or flood prevention bags?
Huh?
We've got space heaters at 50% off, and the price for space coolers is slashed in half. You'll find packets of flower seeds right next to the snow shovels. The damn down parkers are right next to the culottes. It's crazy. Just come on down and buy whatever the heck you feel like buying, gosh damn it, anyway. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get snappy, especially on your little podcast there. What's it called?
It's called the Bits and Pieces Podcast, Ernie.
Well, that makes no sense. But anyway, it's still a confusing time with the pandemic, damn-demic. Plus, I'm still not over losing an hour of sleep for daylight savings time. You kids had trouble with that?
Yeah, I'm still talking about it, too.
It takes me 2 days.
I had big plans for that hour. It was stolen from me. I was going to do a bunch of push-ups and, you know, do the Indian clubs and everything and get in the best shape of my life. But instead, I'm rushing to get to work on time. And, oh, look, I looked down now and I just realized I don't have any pants on. Oh, my God.
Goodness,
that's so busy. Maybe I'll just peruse those culottes. Oh, but let me step aside for a second and say something. Today is longtime employee Juanita Wampler's birthday.
Oh, Wampler's still there, huh?
Yeah, she's still 97. Juanita
Wampler.
Still making her work.
Wow.
She works in the garden department. Let me see. Oh, she's Hey, hi, Juanita. Happy birthday. No, happy birthday. No, it's not Earth Day.
It's next week.
Well, she's still happy to be working here. In fact, she told me she has mulch to be thankful for.
Oh.
Very funny.
Did Ace mulch send her that?
The mulch joke there. She didn't say that. You see, it's the kind of fun we have here.
Oh, sure.
At Burglar's Hardware. All the time, I'm just kidding and kidding and kidding. Oh, hold on, though. It seems like we got some sort of a ruckus going over near the popcorn machine. And by the way, I was listening in, and no. We're still serving Grandpa Fergler's old-fashioned regular popcorn. It's not bagged.
Oh, great.
No, sir. Not at this store. Now, hold on. Let me get on the PA system just a minute. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, hello, this is Ernie Ferger. Mrs. Winslow, look, I don't want to go through this with you every time you're in here. And I hear you're trying to fill a regular Ferger's sack with popcorn. First of all, it's not Free Popcorn Friday, it's Thursday. So you see, Free Popcorn Friday is on Friday.
Yeah, oh no.
That's tomorrow, and we don't use huge, like, grocery bags to fill our free popcorn, do we? Now, no. I'm not saying you're anything. I'm just saying it's tomorrow, and you use a regular size bag, or I'll have your large butt thrown out.
Okay? Oh, all right.
Well, this is Ernie Fergler. Happy shopping, folks. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Oh,
my God. But you know what? She does it every damned year. Well, look, somebody's talking to me.
Busy store.
So how are you kids doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Ernie, and we're so happy to have you as the first official sponsor of the Bits and Pieces podcast. We hope we can do more of these. We love your commercials and your whole vibe, really.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll be happy to call you back anytime. Just pay me a lot of money.
Got it. Sure, yeah.
See, that was a little joke, too. I tell you, I have a million of them. The kids around here just love me. They call me the old jokester.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes they just call me Ergler, and they leave the F off.
Oh, sure. That's fun.
Oh, that's
see,
nice.
I was listening in earlier. I don't miss much. I don't miss much. I don't.
You're
what's
sharp.
That? Oh, well, hold on. There's a fight. I got to go. Bye, kids.
Hey, remember,
you make out like a burglar when you shop at Ferglers. Bye-bye.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
We heard it direct from the source, folks.
Oh, my gosh. I got goosebumps during that. I'm kind of geeking out. So
that was
fun.
So calling.
I know, right?
It's exciting.
It's good to know that Ernie still got a little bit of bite to him.
Right.
That's good. Poor Mrs. Winslow really got kind of berated there in the aisle five. But
you know what? You know better. You know that's not the popcorn bag. Shame on her.
I know. I think Ernie's very easy to take advantage of.
Yeah. I don't like hagglers. Like I don't like people that want to like garage sale people.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a good garage sale, don't get me wrong, but if it's a nickel, it's a nickel. Pay the nickel.
What about this though? If you're at the hardware store, if you're at Ferglers,
yeah,
they go to scan it, the scan doesn't read, do you throw off the classic? Well, then I guess that's free.
Oh no!
I always go.
Oh, I'll run back and get another one. I don't want to hold you up, and I feel like I'm bothering everybody.
Up, yeah.
Mine's like, I don't need it anyway. Just get rid of it. Let's move on. No one look at me.
No, I don't need that fire extinguisher.
Right.
Why would I need that?
It's fine. That's a good dad joke, though. I guess it's free.
That's true.
Thank you, Sarah.
Truly a classic. Yeah. I'll do that one until the day that I die. We're gonna go into this next bit. We're gonna keep it rolling with even more Ernie Fergler.
And I believe we have a hotline phone call.
Do we?
All right. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning. Ernie Fergler, Fergler's Hardware calling.
Ernie, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. How is everyone there?
Great.
I want to tell everybody to stop by on Fergler Friday where we put the Fergler free coffee pot on.
Oh, that's nice.
Free from coffee. 6 to 9. Tell everybody. They're welcome to have a free cup on Fergler's. But here's usually a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
You get free coffee, you buy something. It's just common courtesy, Ed Nortzlinger, if you're listening to me.
Ed Nortzlinger.
Come on, you're a banker. Help a brother out.
Ed's been pipping you.
He drops by every
you
Friday,
don't
huh?
You Juan freaking Valdez riding up on his damn donkey just giving me this stuff for free, man. Hell no. I mean, hell, this isn't a homeless mission. I got a big nut to bust here for. Hold on. Ricky, come over here. Who had restroom duty Saturday morning? Carl. Okay. Look, Fergler shoppers expect our facilities to be clean and tidy and smell fresh with the Pine Sol Lysol scent. They don't want to walk in on a Saturday morning to a restroom that looks as if multiple murders. Say, I wanted to let everyone know about a new thing we have for shoppers, and, well, I might as well go over to the PA system because I see we have a number of Fergler shoppers here right now, so let me walk over there, and we'll get started here. Attention, Fergler shoppers. Attention, Fergler shoppers. This is store manager and owner Ernie Fergler. Let me just take this opportunity to say happy Fergler and thanks for shopping at Fergler's. Well, shoppers, we're pleased today to offer our brand new frequent Fergler shopper card.
Ooh.
It has all kinds of nice little offers and doodads with it. Just see Fred in financing, and he'll give you a frequent Fergler shopper card flyer. They're free up here in the front of the store.
Uh-huh.
He'll fix you up with an application for the frequent Fergler shopper card.
Uh-huh.
As shoppers, in an effort to make your shopping experience at Fergler hardware stores more enjoyable, won't you please follow these handy Fergler shopping etiquette tips?
Uh-oh.
At first, let's talk about the express lane. Look at the sign, folks. It says Fergler Express Lane, 10 items or less. You got 15 items? No! That's too many. Let's see. How about 10? Talk to the sign, my friend. 10's okay. Now, what if you have a bag of nails and you have, say, 50 nails in a small bag? Is that one item or 50? It's one. Smartass. Okay, I apologize for saying that. Anyway, this is Ernie. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Been handed a note. I am told I need to read it right now. Oh, the winner of a $10 shopping spree.
Oh, $10.
Were they in the store, Jason?
Oh, wow.
I can't read this. Is it Ira? Irma. Oh, Ima. Okay, just read the name, that's all. All right. I'm a jackass. I'm a jackass.
That's an odd last name.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
Jason, when do you go back to college? How about noon? We have an announcement. Fergler's Hardware, known for our free coffee Fridays and free popcorn Mondays, is pleased to announce, with the big grilling season at hand, our newest free offering for the many friends of Fergler who are in the store on Saturdays this summer. That's right, free hamburgers on Saturdays.
Wow.
The free Fergler hamburger will be served outside on the new grills from noon to 2 every Saturday. Of course, take a look at our grills. Buy one if you'd like. And what's that, Terry? Well, sure, every great hamburger has to have a name. You guys have gotten together and you've got a name for the new Fergler hamburger?
Oh, boy.
Great. Okay, give it to me. I'll just announce it here. Friends of Fergler, be sure to stop by Saturday this summer from noon to 2. We'll be serving up the free Fergler hamburger known as the Furburger, right outside. Remember, this is Ernie Fergler saying, you make out like a burglar when you shop at Fergler's and have your free Furburger.
Well,
okay,
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks,
it was nice talking to you. I got to get back to work now.
Thanks,
okay.
Ernie.
Bye.
Wow, the premiere of the Furburger. Gosh, that I'm a jackass moment is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
So that sort of Mo from The Simpsons thing. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
And did you guys hear there? It sounds like a big shift. Free popcorn Fridays used to be free popcorn Mondays.
Yeah. I think, does he write down his specials?
He probably got some feedback from people, and maybe Monday's a bigger popcorn day.
Because there's also free coffee Friday.
Yeah, see, late in the week, people need their coffee.
Yes, that's you know what, Jason? You're exactly right.
I think that's what happened.
Late in the week, folks, they need a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
The hardware store in my town, they did the free popcorn Fridays, and then in the summer, they did free hot dog Fridays.
Oh, yes.
For a grill promotion. And so I would go over there and have lunch. This was like 5 years ago.
I love eating a hot dog in an unconventional place.
Yeah.
I like getting a hot dog from Costco.
Yeah.
I like getting a hot dog from like a ballpark. That's where you have a hot dog. Everybody knows you're going to have a hot dog there.
Right. Yeah, where else are you getting unconventional hot dogs?
Sometimes it's on the street if you find a guy with a car.
Absolutely.
A street hot dog. Right. Really, I guess the hardware store hot dog is the pinnacle of a random hot dog.
Right.
Do you guys think of any other places where you find a
movie theater?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I go in occasionally there.
They have them. Oh, what, roller dogs?
Yeah.
I don't do roller dogs.
They've been soaking for a while. You take a bite and it kind of squirts out at you a little bit.
I have a buddy, very funny comedian, John Spallone. He's an Irish guy, but we met in Chicago, and he was obsessed with 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Yes.
They are the number one thing. It's the number one American delicacy for him.
It is There was one in my college town, and I would go there like almost daily because it was like $1.25 for that and a drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a drink.
Wow. But it was like during lunch hours, so you had to go at a very specific time. So I was late to that next class.
We were just talking the other day. I was saying how much I loved, and I haven't had it in years.
Oh, yeah.
The bagel dog.
Einstein
Brothers used to have them. They might now, but the one I went to didn't have it.
Similar to the pretzel dog.
Got it.
At the mall. Yeah.
But it was a fantastic, meaty, huge
full
hot
beef.
Dog. Oh, full beef.
Don't say what you. But I know what you want to say. Yeah. Don't say what I know what you want to say. Mm-mm, no, we'll skip it. Keep going. Yeah, bagel dogs. They're the best. They're
I'm just going
good.
Through a Rolodex of dirty words in my head trying
it's,
to figure
no,
out.
No, it's not really a dirty word. It's more of a just inappropriate word.
Right. Yeah.
Dude. I don't know. I'm still thinking Furburger.
You won't
Furburger. Look it up.
You won't know.
We'll look it up. We'll figure it out. I do have a little question for everybody in here right now.
Uh-huh.
Furglers is famous for their workplace training videos.
Sure. Yeah.
And I want you guys, we're trying to figure out if we had a new hire come in here and they needed to watch a workplace training video, what would that entail? What would we be learning about? Do you guys have any ideas on that?
Mm.
We'd either have to hire it out, or if we did it ourselves, it would be completely wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like inappropriate.
Oh, tongue in
like
cheek in a fun for sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a new hire, Eddie, but Eddie has been in the building forever.
Yeah,
so he's not technically new.
Sure.
And but if we had to educate Eddie on like the things that people don't like, you can be in the building and there's things you just don't see. Like, what would we tell Eddie?
I don't know. It's almost like the video would start with Tom telling that new person, here's what everybody does and here's how everything works. And then another person comes on.
Yeah,
and then another person comes on and go, okay, so here's actually what everybody does and how it works.
Don't look chicken
in the
eye.
And then Tom finishes it.
just because you go to break and the mics turn off doesn't mean you have to say something to somebody. I learned that one the hard way. Man, sometimes they like it silent in here.
Ooh, and if they don't, they put on headphones so you know that they want it silent in here.
It's a big signal. Ace goes 30 and then people put their headphones on.
Right.
And if I'm being too annoying, my dad will put his headphones on 4 minutes out. He'll just be sitting there, headphones on the whole time.
Well, and he has noise-canceling headphones if he doesn't want to wear his headphones. Chick came in my office the other day, and he goes, Tom just basically told all of us to get the F out.
Yeah.
And I said, what happened? And he was like, look at the monitor. And I have a monitor in the office, and Tom has these giant, they're probably sitting right over there. They're huge.
It's like what you'd wear to like the drag race and stuff.
Exactly.
Folks on a construction site
You posted a picture of it, didn't you, Willie?
I did. I posted a picture of it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And
literally,
like, how did it start? By just me being like, hey, fellas, any fun plans this weekend? And that just like off. Headphones on, sun off.
Yeah.
I think that he just wishes that he had faders for all of us in real life. You know?
That's a brilliant observation.
Tune the fader down, Josh goes away.
I'm actually surprised he doesn't just like physically do it to you.
Right.
Like, I'm going to need you to.
He's done this to me before.
That's a Ross thing.
It's a big like, it's a big hand down. Like,
Is that something he's done to you your entire life?
No, if I giggle during an ad read, I'll get one of these, and then I have to turn my mic off and I shove my hands, shove my face into my hands, and I'm just trying not to, I can't, and the big thing when I'm laughing during ad reads, it's always because Josh or Chick is sabotaging me,
right?
So I just can't make eye contact with either of them, Josh, Chick, or Pat, they'll be looking at me because they see I'm giggling and they want to get me to giggle more.
So I have a question, and this is kind of a behind the scenes, but when you were kids and like you would act up or you would be excited or you needed to calm down, you guys were somewhere, would your dad grab your ear? Or like just touch your ear?
No, deaning, the grabbing of the ear, that was like a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Deaning, deaning, it's time for the Dean Fest. That's the song you would sing. You grab the lobe of the ear, deaning, deaning, it's time for a Dean Fest. You can do it on a person, you can do it on a kid, a dog, and that's just like, hey, party time.
I've never heard this. Is this just you guys?
Yeah, deaning is huge. It's big in our family.
Because I've only known it with your, I knew that, I had the memory of it happening, but I didn't remember what the backstory was.
No, yeah, it wasn't like grabbing the top of the ear and pulling on it as punishment. It's grabbing the bottom.
I actually always thought that it was like your dad just like a polite way, like a parent would go, hey, dial it down. And your dad was like quietly doing it. But yeah, now that you say that, now I remember that's what it was.
Yeah, no, it was like, yeah, it was just like,
yes.
And the thing about deaning is that we all secretly hated it because it's just like your dad's touching you and, get away from me.
Right. Yeah, but it was actually like, it was affection.
Oh no. Yeah, and like now I do it to the little girls. I do it to dogs. It's just one of those things that you pick up.
What's the deaning part of it?
I have no idea. It might have something to do with Dean Metcalf. I'm totally not sure, to be honest. But it's just deaning.
Maybe because Dean had dogs, and maybe it's like, oh, I'm going to touch your ear. Like
I feel
you
like
grab
it
a dog
started with dogs.
Yeah, yes.
Probably.
So basically, your dad is treating all the kids like they're dogs.
I mean, yeah, you know all the Griswold kids: Sam, Lucy, Willie, Elvis, Charlie, Belcher.
Right. There's a picture. I'm archiving old Bob and Tom pictures right now. Mm-hmm. Finding some that I wish I would have never found. Mm-hmm. But there is a picture in there, and I will put it up against any picture as the happiest I have ever seen Tom in his entire life. And he is squeezing a dog, like might be sucking the life out of this dog. And his smile is so big. Yeah. Like I have it out and on top because it's such a happy picture.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll post that. Yeah. And how about we get into another classic bit where it's a little Fergler workplace training.
I believe we have Ernie Fergler joining us on the hotline. We can talk to Ernie.
Ernie?
Well, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Ernie Fergler from Fergler's Hardware. Bob, Tom, I was going through last year's figures for the year. Fergler set an all-time record for sales, profits, and also for workplace accidents, it figures out.
Well,
currently,
that's not good.
Currently, we have over 26 people on disability, so I don't know. The boys back in Screen Doors offered up a solution. They said that they would put together a workplace safety video.
Oh, good idea.
And I'm always reluctant now because they, well, you know how they've gone in the past. But they said it's ready, and I'll just play it for you.
Okay.
I haven't even seen it yet. Everybody's gathered around here. Here we go, folks. Everybody look this way.
Screen Door Productions presents
Workplace Safety. Most work-related accidents can be prevented. A clean workplace is a safe workplace. So strive to clean up any debris that may cause an accident. Uh-oh, it looks like some free popcorn has found its way on the floor. Wait a minute, Susie. Don't put that back in the popcorn machine like the last time. A dustpan and broom will make quick work of that mess. That's the spirit, Susie. When practicing the principles of teamwork, safety around the office can be even more effective. Watch while Jason and Heidi demonstrate the proper use of a ladder. Jason shows us that you need a strong man at the bottom of the ladder for support. Heidi knows that climbing up a ladder while wearing a skirt enables her to move up the ladder freely without catching her clothing on any bolt. A very short skirt will enable Heidi to climb to the top shelf in complete safety. Careful, Jason. Don't get distracted. You've got a job to do. When climbing a ladder, be sure to step on every rung. Or sometimes you can skip one or two. Like that.
All right. Now,
Ernie's
do you
upset.
Promise? Now, I've cut it off for just. Do you promise? Yeah, okay, we can show the rest of it.
I'm really enjoying the film strip.
Well,
yeah,
we
I'm
can
sorry
show,
you stopped it.
They say we can show the rest of it.
All right.
I'm going ahead with it. Here we go.
Heidi is at the top of the ladder safely. At the end of the day, cleaning up your personal workspace is the most important task. Everything has its place, so be sure to find a home for all of your tools. Here's Matt. He'll show us the proper method for organizing your equipment.
Hey, Brittany, I've got all my tools put away except for this oversized screwdriver. Gee, I can't seem to find a slot for it.
Brittany knows from experience that there is a perfect slot for Matt's oversized screwdriver, and she'll show him later back in the boss's office.
Cool, let's go.
Ernie.
Brittany and Matt take an inventory of everything on the boss's desk, paying particular attention to the exact positioning of each item before they clear the desk off. Easy now, Matt. Slow and steady gets the job done. Notice how...
Okay. Oh, you both... I've got to go.
Bye, Ernie.
I'm so sorry. I am...
Wow, Ernie is just wrangling some maniacs, isn't he?
Yeah.
A lot of sexy stuff going on at Ferglers.
He trusted his employees and...
Well, the screen door boys were a little bit mischievous.
Yes,
for
that's
sure.
Putting it nicely. Yes. But did you guys have a place, like, growing up where all your friends worked? Like, that was the place everybody wanted to work?
Camp, but that was a different group of friends, and
I was there too. Yeah. But you know what I mean? I grew up in a small town, so there were a couple places, like, if you wanted to hang out with your friends, that's where you would work.
I currently know in my town there is a hardware store
that
I know of high school kids that are there a lot. Every time I go in, and some of them know me. And even with the mask, hey, Mr. Hoff, I'm like, who was that?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I see a lot of the same kids. So that, I think, to your point, I think those places still exist for sure.
Which I'm glad to hear. Yeah.
There's a pizza place by my house. It's drive through. Whenever I go there, it's like, you know, there's like 16 to 19 year old kids in there. And every time I drive by, I go, I want to get a job there and make friends with these kids. They seem like cool kids.
It's a lot of fun. Like, we have a drive-in in our town, and that's where all the kids work in the summer. Yeah. And my son worked there last summer, and he was like, I've worked food service, and I appreciate it, and I will never do it again.
Sure.
He was the fryer. Like, all the girls work the window, and all the boys worked in the on the fryer, and he was like, he stunk so bad. I know as soon as that place closed, those kids had a blast, like cleaning up and doing stuff. Yeah. Like,
my daughter does the same thing now at an ice cream shop.
Okay.
And whenever she comes home, you smell her, and she smells like a waffle cone.
Yeah.
It's like, what does it smell so good in here right now?
Yeah, and my son's actually going to work at a hardware store this summer.
There you go. Awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Feed and Seed.
Yeah, the summer after my freshman year of college, me and my buddy Mark and my buddy Eric, we all worked at the same summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be illegal. For your two best friends to work with, it was the most fun I have ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome. Going back to the bit, maybe even the one before, interesting how similar Ernie Fergler is to Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Do you understand the Jerry Jones connection with Ernie?
They're both men of a certain age. What else is there?
Owner and manager.
Oh, sure.
That's a lot of power.
It's like you own the place, but you still have to call yourself the store manager.
Yes. And you all, I don't know if this is behind the curtain too much, but is Ernie actually doing his own videos, or is that...
I was curious about that.
Or is that a voice hire?
I think he hired out. He went to the voice school.
He's definitely hired out. He's got Ernie Fergler money.
Right.
I mean, we established that early on.
Right. He has a PA system. He has an express lane in the store, so there's a lot going on.
You know what's really funny is, in my head, the way I imagine it, a guy came into Ernie's store, and Ernie, not to knock him, he's a little full of himself.
Right.
It sounds like he likes the sound of his own voice.
Right.
Sure. So someone came to the store. Mm-hmm. He goes, "You have a great voice. You sound like me." And then the fellas at Screen Door gave the guy a job. You know?
Yeah.
God, am I talking about Ernie Fergler or my dad? I'm not sure who I'm talking about. I'm not sure who I'm talking about anymore. This is actually kind of fun. We have another bit we're getting to, and this is a second, but it's a much different feedback line.
Oh, sorry. We have a phone call.
Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler, Fergler's Hardware.
Hey, Ernie. Hi, Ernie.
Well, good morning. You know, here at Fergler's, we're always looking for ways to improve our store.
Most sure, everyone.
Well, of course we are. Well, we had a suggestion box out front, which I probably should have bolted down onto a table or something.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, apparently some people think it's funny to, let me put it this way, dump their suggestions into the box.
Ouch.
I know.
That's a lot of cleaning.
I know. That between them and the pumpkin sizers, I don't know what the hell to do. But anyway, our Fergler feedback phone line has been turned on in the evenings now, and we turned it on last night, and I see the lights are flashing, and I think we should just go ahead and listen to it and see what we've got
here. To your messages? Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Fergler, I just got home with my Tailgatinator 5000 grilling machine, and wouldn't you know it, half the parts are missing. Lid? What lid? What kind of queer operation is this?
Hi, Ernie. I just wanted to call and let you know how great your customer service is, even after hours.
Oh.
Who knew the screen door department would be so attentive to my every need? Amber, Brittany, and I were pleasantly surprised when Free Hot Dog Friday became such a sausage fest. Thanks again, Ernie.
Ernie, it's me again. I might have overreacted with the whole grill thing. I found the part. I still think you're queer, though.
Well, hi, Mr. Fergler. This is Daryl over at the movie store. And you have a movie overdue. Let's see which one it is.
Oh,
Sex Toy Story. Fabulous. Well, thanks for bringing it back as soon as you can.
Hey, it's Eddie again over here at Finnegan's Home Center and Hardware Superstore right across the street.
Uh-huh.
These kids, I overheard them in the store yesterday. They've been heading over to your place every Monday, you know, when you're giving away the popcorn there. Well, they've been hockering in your popcorn every Monday for 2 years.
What the hell?
Kids these days, I'm telling you.
All right.
Hello? This is the burglar joke hotline, right? Okay, here's one. A woman walks into a hardware store and says, I'd like to buy a hinge.
Oh, this is an old
one. The clerk says to her, do you want a screw for that hinge?
Yeah, right.
The woman says, no, but I'll kick Ernie Fergler's ass for the toaster.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Ernie.
Bye.
Yeah, good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Oh, I like the Fergler hotline.
Wow. Someone taking advantage. A little prank call at the end there.
A little mean.
I may have known someone who produced that whole piece.
Sure. I think it's pretty safe to say that we've been kind of critical of Ernie today. I called him an egomaniac earlier. Mm. I said that he's got a little bite to him. It sounds like he's got some bite to him because Ernie is constantly being beat up by people. He's being made fun of. And
yeah, it's a lot of work to be an owner-operator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, God love him. He's just so, I don't know. You know, the boys in Screen Doors, you know,
yeah.
Matt and Jason, as they're known.
Yeah.
And I think Matt and Jason actually went on to have their own show one time.
They did.
It was a Screen Door production,
yeah,
I believe they called it.
I remember
it.
That.
But no, Ernie's the best. He's he just rolls with it. You knock him down, he gets back up the next day, and he's happy to sell you a screwdriver.
Right, and I think the phrase is like blissfully unaware or naive. He's
absolutely
not blissfully anything. However, he is unaware and naive.
You know what? There's actually a video out there somewhere where they did some on-camera pieces with Ernie.
Oh, no kidding.
Matt and Jason did, yes.
Yeah.
I'd have to find those.
Find it.
We
got to
find that. Yeah.
I remember like walking into Fergler's that day and seeing some guys filming something, and I end up seeing some fun little videos later. I don't know where those are.
If we find them, we'll post them. That'll be a lot of fun.
We'll ask Spangle. He has a lot of that stuff.
Ooh, it was a while back, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, he found some videos of us on the road a couple of months ago.
Oh, cool.
So it's probably close to the same time.
Very cool.
A big thing I took away from this was I forgot that he had a big competitor in Finnegan's.
Finnegan's.
Yes.
When I think of Finnegan's, it sounds like it was managed by a Chicago steel worker. That's sort of tough kind of accent, yeah.
Well, more Cleveland, but
More Cleveland.
Yes, definitely more Cleveland.
The more blue-collar side of Cleveland, I guess. That's a very fun accent. Well, let's get into our last bit. Fergler's Hardware, they sell everything, just like Enard's, but I don't know if y'all know that they actually used to sell pets at Fergler's.
Now, I understand we have Ernie Fergler with some chinchilla information.
I didn't. Okay,
Ernie? Us on line one.
No, man, it's me, Matt, back in Screen Doors.
Oh, hey, Matt.
You know, Fergler's have had all kinds of pets over the years.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, we once had a parrot that we taught to say, homo says what. That's the last one we had. But anyway, listen, we've got an important old film strip that Christy needs to hear.
Oh, yeah?
I got to play it real fast before old man Fergler hears it. He'd drop a load.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jason, go ahead, play it. Screen Door Productions presents
Chinchillas and You, Part 2, Health Concerns. Chinchillas have rather delicate digestive systems and are susceptible to waterborne bacteria, such as Giardia, in high concentrations. They are also very susceptible to heat stroke. The chinchilla frequently experiences heart failure and seizures. There has been good evidence that chinchillas have died from enlarged hearts and blood clots in the descending aorta, causing paralysis and death. The prevalence of chinchilla doorstops is testament to this disturbing health concern. There have been many deaths from congestive heart failure. We've also seen seizures in chinchillas, both from low calcium and other unknown causes. Abscesses and cavities in chinchilla teeth are common. When irritated or frightened, chinchillas cluck loudly all night long and spray urine. Because their fur retains moisture, chinchillas do not bathe in water.
Oh.
It causes fungus growth and rot. When uncaged, chinchillas will eat practically anything in the home, and other household pets love to chase them and tear them to shreds. This concludes part two, Chinchillas and You, Health Concerns. Turn the reel over for our next segment on chinchillas, Rabies Shots and You.
Thanks, Matt.
So I like to play a game where I try to figure out when a bit was from without any info. And just from the info given in that, that has to be around when Christy got her chinchilla, right?
I think on the air she actually talked about thinking about getting it. I don't know if she even had it yet.
I don't think
so.
So
they were
either.
Trying to talk her out of it.
I remember this debate, and I remember that there were people writing in saying that their chinchilla masturbates. There were people. Do you remember that? Am I allowed to say that? Nah, who cares?
What are they going to do, sue you?
Yeah, I never do that.
That's what they...
Really?
I can vividly remember that because I had just recently learned what that term meant.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I was doing a little exploration myself. I was learning, like Magellan. that was creepy and weird. I can really remember when Christy was thinking about getting the chinchilla. Yep. Just no one wanted it to happen.
No.
My dad just, how about you get a dog like an American? You know?
Right.
Something like that.
I remember one morning we came in and I remember where Christy lived at the time. And she wasn't here. And I was like, what's going on? Like, why isn't she here? And somebody was like, her chinchilla got loose.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't catch it. And she didn't come in for like the first hour of the show because mm-hmm. she was chasing her chinchilla around.
Didn't that turn into a great on-air because Donnie Baker went out to try to help her?
That's what I was going
to
say. Who? Yeah. I thought it was Mike, Mark, or Donnie went out
they
and helped her.
They might have both, yeah.
Yeah, because she lived a lot closer then. But yeah, I remember that. That was such a... That day. Yeah.
It was hilarious.
You're right, Jess. It was such a funny thing.
Though?
Yeah, they got they it. Did. Like, yeah. So she kept, this was a, when she told everybody that she kept the chinchilla in like her formal dining room, like that's where the setup was, which obviously just made Tom's head blow off his shoulders.
Sure.
And they finally got it cornered somewhere mm-hmm. and was able to catch it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was something.
But in hearing Donnie retell the story later, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite stories to hear over and over. Yeah.
I feel like maybe that might even made an album. Some of the portion
maybe it
of,
did.
Of that, the build up to it.
Yeah.
And I know he did a song, a chinchilla song to Godzilla.
Yes.
Chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I mean, chinchilla, that is an animal that I would not know about if not for the show.
Right.
For the Bob and Tom show, I guess.
Right.
And does anyone remember what, I think, did it die in the last few years or moved on to another house?
So, no, there was a friend of her son wanted a chinchilla and
go.
She That's said, right. Okay, chinchillas live a really long time,
right.
Like close to 20 years, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And she was like, hey, I got a chinchilla you can have. And I think, was it Pearl? No, that was one of her dogs. Ruby? Jasmine?
Dog or the chinchilla?
The dog was named after a gemstone or precious.
Okay, I was gonna ask you what the chinchilla's name was.
It is, it's Pearl, Opal, or Ruby, or... It's not?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yes, I would know because I have a daughter by the same name.
Are you serious?
Emma.
They named the chinchilla
yes,
Emma?
Yes, the chinchilla's name Emma. I'm
I did
almost
not know
certain.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
That's weird.
I know, right?
I think it was on Dead Air.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just Googling it. You think I should actually know the catalog a little bit.
Yeah,
but Chinchillas and You, the Screen Door Productions,
there
Dead Air album.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
But I don't know what else. I'm sure.
Emma's still alive and kicking.
Okay.
She's got a new family.
Yeah.
You know, not, Not for long, though. She's going to die soon, so.
Yeah, so make sure that little, okay. make sure that little boy knows.
Don't get everybody too
excited. Yeah, not Christy, the chinchilla. Yes.
No, yeah. Christy says she misses the chinchilla, though. Mm-hmm. She told me that the other day. She misses him.
You could show me a picture of 15 different animals, and I couldn't tell you which one's a chinchilla.
I think it's
somewhere between a gerbil and like a dog or something, but yeah, no. I got no clue.
I would say more like a rabbit.
I would say in the rabbit family with a squirrel-like face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And maybe even squirrel-like tail.
Fluffy tail.
This whole time I could be owning a somewhat squirrel-like animal?
You can get flying squirrels, too. I always wanted to have a flying squirrel.
You have to have a whole room for that. There was a kid that came into...
You have to have a whole room. I've done a lot of research on it.
No, Donnie had... A kid brought in one to the store, and I'm like, that's kind of dangerous, and it was in his jacket, and then the kid was so excited to talk about his flying squirrel.
Aww.
Or not a flying squirrel. You know, it's the other animal.
Sugar glider?
Yes,
is that what it's called?
It was that. And it's like the whole room has got to have like a jungle, which, good for you if you have one, captive.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that image.
And if you have one, you can pick up feed for it from our new official sponsor, Fergler's Hardware.
Yes.
We want to say thank you to the fine folks at
messed
up there. Fine folks at Fergler's for sponsoring this episode. Thank you all for listening. If you like it, review, subscribe, the whole thing. And thank you for listening to Bits and Pieces.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.